Tunisians voting for change 5 years ago faced plenty of choices. More than 24 candidates ran in the 2019 presidential race. Political newcomer Kais Saied won the runoff with 73% of the vote. He promised to root out corruption and give power back to the people. Things are very different this time around. Tunisia's election commission, whose members were appointed by Saied, approved just 3 candidates for Sunday's presidential vote. One was considered close to the president. Another is sentenced to 12 years in jail. The third is Kais Saied. Mikhail Ayari is senior Tunisia analyst for the International Crisis Group.
Is populist still popular? It's not true saying that everybody wants to get rid of him. But in middle classes and high classes of Lassab, he's not popular at all.
As president, Saied has rewritten the constitution, dissolved parliament, and ushered in new legislative bodies with limited powers. Voter participation was low on elections for each of Saied's changes. Just over 11% of Tunisians turned out for the legislative votes. These changes took place after Saied seized wide-reaching powers in 2021. Supporters praise Saied for cleaning up corruption and political gridlock. Some back his populist nationalist rhetoric and efforts to move beyond pro-Western alliances. Critics say the president is taking the country back to pre-revolution days of fear and authoritarian rule and failing to deliver on jobs and the economy. They point to dozens of political rivals, journalists, and rights activists who have been targeted or jailed in recent years. Kamel Jandoubi headed Tunisia's first independent electoral commission after the revolution.
Kais Saied's popularity has dropped considerably. That's why he's doing everything to lock up the political process. Because if he guarantees even the minimum of free expression, he very likely risks losing.
Most observers believe Saied will win a second term. His opponents promise to carry on their fight. Rita Dries is a senior member of the opposition El Nahda party.
People are going to contest his legitimacy. A peaceful political resistance will gain ground, and things won't last long for Kais Saied.
Voter turnout on Sunday may determine how big a mandate or resistance Saied will have moving forward. Lisa Bryant, VOA News.